the book Hebrews, part 329. I'm Professor Honest Lezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria Montana, also international. Should you require any books which I've written, maybe Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree a couple of years ago, where I addressed a lot of things that's happening in Israel and in the region right now. So I urge you to get a book and discover information that you never heard of before. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's international plus 27 code for South Africa. My WhatsApp number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that you are currently busy with, and it is so very important. Please also send this link to your friends and family, those that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. It's always a pleasure to share the words, the revelation word, the supernatural revelation word. And let's also share it with other people. Free have we received it, let us free also share it to other people. I just want to say something here. If it happens that you will feel that you also want to share in the financial side of the ministry, we don't preach money, we don't beg money, but it costs money. So we would urge you, if it's possible and you want to share in helping us, you can just contact me at my WhatsApp number and I will explain the process. And the word says, Yahweh loves a giver. When you give, you can receive. Just remember, we don't preach prosperity. Yahweh will bless you accordingly, even if you don't have to share financially. Alright. Hebrews 12 verse 27. And this world, this earth we're living on, yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken. As of things that are made. With the battle of Armageddon, everything is going to be blown to pieces. It's going to be made into none. Instead, I want to share something. In Genesis 1, when the word says that in the beginning was the earth void, and darkness was upon the earth, and the Spirit of Yahweh roamed upon the waters. Because Yahweh is Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Now, what did He do with the waters? He took the waters and He spoke a word, and He iced it up in the South Pole and the North Pole. So we have, if I may use my hand now as an illustration, this is the affirmative, the heavens. The earth is here. the sea, the earth is here, and the sea is further down. Now, in the beginning, because you have the other six heavens up here, so from the earth up to the affirmative was water. So what did Yahweh did with the water? The word says, or he iced it up between the affirmative to the earth, and he freezed it and put it in the south and north pole, and suddenly this space from heaven to the earth now is visible. This is where the airplanes fly and the birds fly and stuff, and then you have the earth, and under the earth you will have the sea. The earth is here, the sea is there. So what did Yahweh did with the water? He iced it up in the south and north pole. What does New Ages fear? Globalists, what do they fear the most? What does a globalist fear the most? They fear global warming. They say that they prove that for every degree that the earth heats, whether it's by smoke or gases or whatever, the sea rises with 1 meter. Now, how far that is truth, I cannot say, but we lived in Mamsantoti, which is it's part of the coastal area in the south coast of Natal. And I love fishing from the rocks. And there's a spot where we fished there for many years. And then we have these, every 10 years, we have these massive storms. When you see those storms, it looks like Judgment Day, because the waves is 20 meters high, and it's lightning, and it's thunder, and it's wind. Dunes that we used to climb over and walk over, it's just taken away. There where you used to go down, it's just taken away. It's right straight down like that. The seas just absorb all that sand. Millions of cubic meters of sand. The sea just swallowed it. That's after that 10-year storm, every 10 years. Now, a couple of years ago, after one of these storms, these 10-year storms, we went back to our fishing spot. Now, we know the water very, very well. Can you believe if I tell you that the rocks we used to stand on when it's low tide and fish from, that those rocks when it's low tide was filled with water up to the top? If you do not know the area, you will not even know there's rocks underneath. So those rocks never comes up. It's now just under the surface of the water. So what happened after that massive water storms that comes every 10 years on the south coast? I sometimes then must think that the globalist is right. If the earth warms with 1 degree, I'm not a globalist, I'm an evangelist, and I'm a Yahwist. So they might be right with their theory. When the earth warms with 1 degree, the sea level rises with 1 meter. Because that rocks used to be above the water level with 1 meter where we used to fish from. So we need to also not be stupid, but take note of these things. It's not to say that other people is always wrong. They might be right. And us not knowing enough about the subject, I think we're the wrong ones. Because I have proved to myself with this water level where we used to fish from. We still fish from there, but we have to go we've got to walk in the water. The water's up till here. We used to walk knee deep. Our knees were covered with water. Now you're up to your arms, under your arms, with water to get to the fishing spot. And that also makes it a bit very dangerous standing on the rocks there, which you can't actually see because they're just under the surface where the waves coming in. It's not a dam where the water is just level. The waves comes in and out. So, enough of that. All I want to say is what, to give you an idea what happens with the earth being warmed with 1 degree. It can possibly arise with 1 meter. I've seen it. So now what happens with the South and North Pole? South and North Pole. If this massive battle of Armageddon, with all the atomic bombs, explosions, and all the missiles and counter-missiles and counter... Because if one hits the green button, everybody will hit the green button. And that will be the end of humanity on Earth. The Bible says so. The earth will be dissolved by brimstone and fire. So what happens? The moment that this massive heat of different atomic bombs in the world explodes over the earth, in the atmosphere, on the earth, this heat waves that will be generated will heat these mountains that will become glaciers. They say that when there's a glacier breaking down from an ice mountain and it falls into the sea, that glacier push up waves so big that if you are in a fishing boat or in some, it can sink you. Some of the big ships even have a problem to stay afloat. The waves of the glacier coming down in the sea. Now can you imagine that massive heat, just the South and North Pole, and that hot water melting, running into the sea, melting underwater glaciers and mountains. What's going to happen with the sea level? It's going to rise back from here to where it was in the beginning in Genesis 1. This area that was opened with speaking the voice, Yahweh speaking the word, opening the water, ice it up in the South and North Pole. Suddenly it's going to be visible. It's visible, but with this massive global warfare, atomic warfare, will just melt everything, and the earth that we know is going to be this is going to be water. The Bible talks about a new heaven, this one heaven, not heavens, one heaven, and a new earth. So here we have the earth, here we have the water that's back, and here we have the affirmative. But this is going to become a new heaven because it's going to be ripped apart. Some of the stars is going to be moved out of their positions, and these atomic missiles, explosions, is going to cause havoc. And then Yahweh says, a new heaven and a new earth. Not the earth is here, it's under the water. A new earth where only righteousness will prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No sin. The sinful world is under the water where it used to be before Genesis 1. How easy is the word we can understand it? Now it says, and this word, the word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaking. He's going to remove it. As of things that are made, things that is made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now what cannot be shaken? We have the affirmative, the first heaven, the second heaven, third heaven, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. It cannot be shaken. It cannot be shaken. It will remain. First heaven, that can be shaken because it's here. But the word says that the other heavens cannot be shaken. Now, this was a very interesting subject this morning. Listening to it from another angle and make you think. And I want to invite you, go and do your own research a bit and see where it brings you. Till tomorrow morning, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.